Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's happening? We want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host, I'm your brother, I'm your friend. We're in the house coming to you from Orlando, Florida. Beautiful, beautiful day here in Orlando, birds chirping. I've got an opportunity to water my plants and, you know, just to be back home, just coming back from Houston and just excited about what God is doing. Y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you tonight. Well, today, I'm so worn out, it feels like tonight, but it's today because I am the light through the light. And I'm excited about what God's going to do today. And this is not a religious show. This is a relationship show, giving everyone an opportunity to, you know, ask God to show you your assignment and fulfill it before you be out of here. With that being said, y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. I have an amazing brother on the line. He's going to be hanging out with us today. Brian, we're going to let him introduce himself. He goes by the name of Andre. He's all the way out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with a brand new series of events that he's bringing called Idol Night. And we're looking forward to bringing it to the ECWC TV platform. So we still in works about that. With that being said, here he is, you guys. He's on the line with us. This is Andre. He's in the house. What's happening, man? Welcome to the
Greg Shell Show. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, how's it going, Greg? How are you?
What's going on, man? Trying to hold it in the boat. You know, just got back from Texas for like a month. And but it was well worth the whoop-de-whoop.
Well, first of all, let me start off by saying congratulations to you on your show, and I'm proud of what you're doing and what God is doing for you and your life, and that needs to be said. And always a great opportunity when brothers like us can come together in the name of the Lord and we can do something that's positive to our community and giving back to people that we feel as though needs to, you know, needs to be enlightened, I guess the word to say. Nobody's better than anybody here, but we definitely share what we have, and it's plenty for all, you know. And I'm just looking for more people to come and share what they have so they can, you know, fill my plate, you know.
Oh, boy, I love your accent, man. You don't even have to put it on chicken or fish, none of that. I'm telling you, hold on. I got another brother on the line. Hold on. I'm going to bring them all in. Hold on 1 second, brother. Hold on, brother. Look like I got some whoop-de-whoops on the line. With that being said, we're going to come back to Andre, but I don't want to be rude. So, Andre, if you will stick a pause button in real quick, can you do that for me, brother?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Say that again. I got a little distracted over here for a second. I got to say it one more time. Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry you got distracted. I'm glad you're back on track. I got some more brothers on the line.
Thank you.
Told them I asked to put a pause in it for me real quick. As I bring on 757, it sounds like the CFO of the Greg Shell Show, none other than. What's your name, brother?
Bless, Brother Grace, coming live from Williamsburg, Virginia. How you doing, gentlemen? How you doing? Bless.
Bless
what's
it, brother.
Going on?
I love you.
You said say the slogan, man. You got to say the slogan when you come on the Greg Shell Show.
Come on now. When they see me, everybody see me in the neighborhood, they say, Highway B Savings. Highway B Savings.org. Highway B Savings.org. The only place that saves your money, if they save your money, they're making your money. Making money is saving money. It's all the same.
Isn't that my CFO, boy? You know what I'm saying. I didn't say it. All I got on the line with my big brother all the way from Hollywood, getting ready to be Hollywood, none other than Mr. Foster Carter. What's happening, man?
How are you, sir? I don't know,
man,
if
what's going on,
good,
big bro?
Man, I'm in that garbage truck. On the way to pick up food. Oh, that might be
you
bad.
On a garbage truck, huh?
I'm in the truck. I'm in the truck. I'm I'm in the truck heading to the set of the movie that I'm working on today. So,
you working on the new movie? Tell them about the new movie. Tell us about the new movie. Huh?
It's a drama. It's called Woman. And it's about two females who, you know, your best friend ain't always your best friend.
Oh, snap.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's one of them sexual instincts, mother faces, you know, don't leave your husband home with your best friend. So,
oh.
Yeah, it'll be on Tubi. It's on Tubi in a month. So,
oh.
You know, that's the king of the Tubi movie. All of our films were number one on Tubi. Stepmother Ooh. 1, 2, 3, Best Friends, No Way Out, several of them. Probably the top five Tubi movies I've done the lighting
on. You know, let me tell you this. Y'all, let's clap that up with Mr. Foss out there in Hollywood, making all them movies that's bringing the reality to the real. Exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Y'all, we just got finished doing the brand new TV movie series and stage play In the Pastor Study. Oh, it's coming to you now. If you want us to come in your city, just let us know. And we're going to have it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Foss, I want to ask you something in public. And it ain't no embarrassing question. But I wanted to just say in to the world, this has been my big brother. I mean, he the one who kept me from them wolves out there in that land. And the land, know the land who it is. But he always was there and, you know, in a way like a brotherly way. He was my brother. He cussed me out and I could take a curse from him because his cursing is going to make me better. And as a result of that, I just want to tell you, man, I love you in front of the world and thank you so much for just teaching me value, wisdom. And so I just wanted to tell you publicly.
Well, thank you. I'll take
I'm hearing every other word. I'm sorry.
You ain't know what? Yeah. Okay. I said, I'm going to tell you, you're not the only one that I curse out. You know, I call it like it is, balls and strikes. And a lot of people need cursing out. I got to help them act together. Yeah. Most people's friends smile in their face and don't want to tell them the bad news. Don't want to tell them,
correct,
you know, the bad stuff. I'm straight. Listen, this is so funny because about 2 months ago, I got up a job for cursing the producers out. You know, but they was wrong, you know.
Correct.
If you're wrong, you know, it never bites your tongue because you don't have to say, I wish I had seen it. I wish I had told them the truth. But you know what? A month later, they came back and rehired me. And when they found out they couldn't beat what I do.
Because it was the truth.
And I was right, you know. So I'm saying, just stand up. Be a man. Be a woman. Don't be afraid to tell the truth. And actually, just don't lie. Just always tell the truth and you'll be okay. Anyway, so I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm in the truck driving. I'm about to hit the freeway. So it might be a little noisy. So I'm going to put my phone on mute, and I'll enjoy you guys as long as I can. If you need me, just let me know, sir.
Hey, so watch this, right? I wanted to let the world know that I want you to be the you know, the person to make sure everything is running freely on the East Coast, on ECWC-TV as we prepare for launch in July. They say zero in July. No, we say ECWC-TV in July. available in 250 million households and available on your smartphone, your TV, your mobile device, exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. Ask about how you can get your commercial, your business, your situation in front of millions of people in a cost-effective way. We're here to help you get your business started. And, of course, if you don't plant a seed in the ground, you can't get a harvest. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and let you know some of the highway big savings that we got. And then from that, we're going to come back to Brother Andre. That's on the line. He has a new series that he's running, and he's going to tell you guys about it and how you can be a part of this $10,000 reward that they're going to be giving away. And you're going to be able to get those results exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. With that being said, Brother Grace, what's happening out there in Williamsburg, Virginia?
Boy, it's hot out here. Boy, it's so hot out here, the concrete melting.
Well, first of all, welcome to the show, and I'm glad you was able to jump on. You know, at such short notice. Go ahead and tell them about your new TV show and about the packages that we're going to be offering as we're getting prepared for Sarah Shell's first music annual music film festival. I got to get it right. My tongue messed up because my mom passed away a year ago, and in her honor, we're going to do Sarah Shell's first annual music and film stuff. So we want you to get geared up for that. And with that being said, Brother Grace, you got the flow. And now you can ride your car, and we're going to put some gas so we can go.
That's all right. That's all right. First of all, I just want to say thank you to the Greg Shell Show. This is the only place I know that you can bring your business to light. You can bring your family functions to life. You can bring a book to life. You can bring a website to life. We call that Pitch Monday, Pitch Tuesday, Pitch Wednesday. That's where you can pitch your business. And all you have to do is send in a $25 to the Greg Shell Show, and that's Greg with one G. That's T-H-E-G-R-E-G, Shell Show. And send your $25 in the notes category. Put your phone number in there so we can reach out to you and make sure that you are going to pitch something that's right. Because, see, some folks like to pitch birthdays, pitch wedding, pitch anniversary. I pitched some folks out my house. Oh, that was me, though. I'm a little bit different from everybody else. But you can pitch a divorce. You can pitch an engagement. You can pitch whatever you want, a book, a website. But the most important thing is to send you $25. How in the world can you reach so many people with $25? You can't even buy lunch for you and your girlfriend on date night for $25. But you can reach over a million people with just $25. And I'm here to tell you that that is the thing to do. This is the date right here. Pitch Friday. Everybody winding up. Who's on first? Who's on second? Who's on third? Are they going to bunt? Are they going to hit a grand slam? Pitch your business today. That's what we do. Pitch your business.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. And again, that's awesome. $ the Greg Shell Show. And if you don't put no gas in your car, you can't go, right? So, I want to thank you about saving. Tell me about Grace Save My Church. Tell me about your new TV series.
So, Grace Save My Church, even though I'm Brother Grace, it ain't this Grace that's saving anything. I've been saved by grace. I'm unmerited favor, you know. But the thing that I want everyone to know that Grace Save Our Church is about individuals coming together. And that's the thing that hurts me the most is that we have to learn how to come together. And we come together under one umbrella. There's nothing that we can't do. If you're trying to get out of 12 feet tall and you only got 4 feet individuals in that hole, guess what you can do? They can stand on each other's shoulder and make it to the top. That's what we have to do. We have to do things together. And the Grace Save That Church is basically that. If you're a ministry that's a brick and mortar, if you're a ministry that's a website, if you're an organization that's feeding the community, if you're just a mentor group, all you have to do is pair up with me. That's all it takes. My phone number is 757-676-2886. Once again, that's 757-676-2886. And we work together. If you have a ministry and the restrooms need to be renovated, if you have an organization you want to upgrade your scholarship program, reach out to me. Whatever it is, it's called targeted funding. Young people don't like just giving into funds, but if they can see what they're donating to, now you just open up the door for not only for them to give, but for their parents to give, for their grandparents to give, for the neighbors to give, for folks that don't even come into the church door to give. Now you can work your way up to the corner where they sell cars, that where you have members, you have organizations, you have friends and family that buy cars from them. You just gave them an opportunity to sow into your vision, targeted funding. So Grace Saved God show is really going to be a reality show, but we want to give back to the community. It does us no good if we can't give back to the community, and that's the thing. And not only that, when the last time you went on TV, you went on Netflix, you went somewhere and you saw someone evangelizing, you saw someone uplifting the body of Christ, I understand that there's some ugly and there's some good in all aspects of ministry, because the ministry, the church is a hospital. That's where broke people go to get healed. So we have to take the good with the bad, because if you blend them together, we'll have something good. When you take sugar and you take Kool-Aid and you blend it together, the right combination, you have something good. If you take coffee and you put cream together, you have something good. You take ice cream, you take cake, and you put it together, you got something good. You take whipped cream and put the cherry on top, you got something good. You have to understand that we have to work together. And when we work together, GraceSavedOurChurch.com will do the same thing for you. I'm here to tell you, it can happen. It will happen. It's happening right now.
Brother Grace, let me tell you, that's why you the CFO of the Greg Shell Show. You ever been around a person every time you see them say, let me go pray about it? Now, God already gave you the answer. The answer passed right on by you because you were too busy praying. Was you P-R-E-Y or was you P-R-A-Y? You know the choice. And y'all hear the first right here on the Greg Shell Show, like my brother Foster said, people won't say what they want to say, but they be saying. So, with that being said, say what you want to say. They say what they want to say to you. So at the end of the day, you got to be real with yourself, because when you get in that casket, ain't nobody going down but you. And we keep it 100 here on the Greg Shell Show. And if you can sharpen mine and you see something that I need to stop doing, let me know. We'd love to hear it. It's left up to me to take your advice. So that's what people get wrapped up in, you know, other persons, other people's opinions, you know. It's like a fingerprint. Everybody got them. So let's keep it 100 with each other before, because people, you know, I just lost my manager. Really, really, you know, very sorrowful, but I know he's going to be with Jesus because he moved around like that. You know what I mean? Well, I believe that. You know what I mean? Nobody don't know what nobody done went. But I believe based on his lifestyle, your character, that will get you there. With that being said, I got to bring Brother Andre on the line. Andre, what's going on? What do you think about the Greg Shell Show?
I am here and I am listening and I am loving the message, you know. The brother was talking about, and so I'm sorry if I forgot the name, but the CFO of the Greg Shell Show, thank you so much for that and his ministry. And I pray that God will manifest his reality, which is the coming together. I was saying that at my the opening. We had the opening of Idol Night, and I would like to get into that first and foremost because it was a major success, standing room only, and, you know, there was people out the door, you know, to come. I guess when there's money involved, you're giving away cash, people just going to show up, you know. But that was good that they was able to showcase the talent and that it was the first of many. The second one is going to be this Sunday at the Grand Cafe with host Franz and myself hosting the Idol Night, which will start promptly at 8 o'clock. Now, we had a lot of people that had registered, you know, it's a $25 registration fee to enter into the contest. And people, we asked that they register early so that way they can get first come, first serve, because there's only 10 contestants. You know, when you're doing an Idol Night contest or a karaoke contest during a karaoke show, people that are not in a contest want to sing. And they don't want to, you know, the whole competition thing going on, even though they like to watch it. They still want to come and sing. Everybody wants their little 15 minutes of fame. So what we try and do is just limit it to only 10 singers. So that way about an hour, maybe an hour, 15 minutes to a half an hour would be the longest that we would occupy that space in a four-hour show to be able to give away the prize of $150 for that night. Now, each winner for that night goes on to the grand prize in January, which will do a total of 58 of these shows throughout the Florida, Broward County area, the West Palm Beach area, hopefully reaching up to the Orlando area and even the Atlanta. Yeah, and I got people out in Philadelphia, you know, because I was on television when I was younger. I believe I told you that. And I have a very good fan base out in Philadelphia for the Dancing on Air, Dance Party USA fans. Even the network did go national, you know, international. So we are known all over the world through the Dance Party USA, which was syndicated back in 1984 to 89. But that being said, this project is to bring people together. And we're going to get our karaoke community together for those that have talent to try and build up their stage presence, their potential for stardom, and try and see if we can get them to a level where they're, you know, become professionals, you know, as far as, you know, performing. I give back to the old folks. I do a lot of things with the ALFs, the retirement homes, and things of that nature where you give back, you know. And we can prone people and groom people to, you know, entertain them, because a lot of those, they're losing their memory. And a lot of people don't realize that sometimes music from their age is like so therapeutic to them that they get a chance to actually identify and feel things that they didn't feel. So they're very appreciative when I go there. And sometimes looks on their face is worth more than the money that I get paid to do it. So, you know, God has really truly blessed me. But also about coming together, you know, we all need to band together, you know, work together and help each other's projects get on the ground, because, you know, so many times we want to work separate. It's always an individual type of thing, you know, but what we try and bring is unity. And I truly believe that if anything be in God, it's to bring us to one accord. So even though we're coming from different facets, it's all going to lead to one place. And if we have that faith that we had from old to come in to bring together in the love of Christ, that, you know, in the end, we'll understand it all. He said, you ever heard that hymn they used to say? We'll understand it better by and by. I used to love it. We'll understand it better by and by. You know, you ain't got to worry about what the result going to be. All you got to know is what you can do right now. And right now, if somebody's saying, hey, come on and let's come together and let's help somebody else, that's a good thing. You want to jump on a good thing, because that's where Christ lives, in all good things. So I just want to let everybody come on out to the Isle Nights. We're going to have 58 of them between now and January 1st. And we're going to have our biggest show in January, which is going to be the Idle Night. They call it the Idle Night Bowl. Somebody deems it the Idle Night Bowl because it's going to be once a year. So once a year, we're going to try and give away the $10,000 for the artist that we think deserves the money and try and put them on. You know what I mean?
That's what's happening. That is what's happening. Y'all, let's clap up, Andre. Let's do this, Brother Andre. Listen, I learned from Curtis Capone Productions, right? She taught me how to engineer my own show, Brother Grace. I'm engineering my own show today, and this was like my try run. What y'all think?
Oh, man, I think you're doing wonderful, brother. You definitely have a voice for radio.
I'm clapping you up right now, sir. I'm clapping you up. I'm clapping you up. I'm clapping you up.
Y'all got me smiling. And guess what? This is the weekend of the 4th of July. And next week when we come in, we will have music and all of that good stuff right here exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. You know, before a chicken can be cooked, it got to get out of the deep freezer and thaw out, right? So I'm the chicken that they tried to you, but I'm out the deep freezer and I'm thawing out. You can cut me up now and put some flour on me and all the right seasoning, we going to fry.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but you guys, just your conversations, when y'all use your analogies, it's always about food. I'm a sweet lover, so when he was talking about putting the cake and the ice cream together, I'm now walking to the refrigerator, okay? And now you talk about chicken. I done caught me an appetite. What y'all
say? Oh, well, listen. What's going on down in Fort Lauderdale? Brother Grace, you got to come hang out with me in Fort Lauderdale. We going to hang out, and you know what I mean, and you're going to meet Pastor Trevor of Jesus Team Ministry, 7322 West Oakland.
That's right. Well, yeah, definitely. Down in Fort Lauderdale, we got, of course, you know, we're going to give a little shout-out to Tasha with Fins and Things on the food. If you want to come out, great Caribbean food out there. Also, not to mention Top Tier. Top Tier is located at 5240 University Avenue, and you can go there for a Sunday brunch. It starts promptly at 2 o'clock. You can come out there. It's $35, I think, all-you-can-eat buffet. Come on out, bring a friend, tell a friend. And they have a nice little spiritual, you know, gathering there as well. And don't forget Idol Night Sunday night at the Grand Cafe. That's located off of Pembroke Road, and that starts promptly at 7 o'clock. $25 registration fee. Make sure you see me. Andre, if you need my information, please give me a call at 954-664-8840. And please, don't forget Music and Madness, which is the podcast. Make sure you click like and subscribe to that. Music and Madness, we have about 7 episodes in right now. We're also going to be reviewing the Idol Night on that show, so that way we can have judges also on the show to give people that didn't win a chance to come back into the contest if they didn't win, to try and see if they can go for the grand prize. So make sure you check out Music and Madness. That's once a week. We usually podcast on there, and you can click Music and Madness and put Idol Night right behind it, and you can pull up all that information as well. Don't forget Sunday night, next Idol Night. Sorry about that, Greg. Well, you can go back to you. I just had to jump on that.
No. I know we're going to be doing commercials because you know how to sell, man. You sell, you can propel.
Hey, listen, you got to talk about it. Somebody told me something a long time ago. They said, you know, never expect somebody to do what you can do for yourself. And, you know, self-promotion is where it's at. Nobody know what you're doing until you open up your mouth and let them know. You know, so I just like to remind everybody everything that's going on, because this is passionate to me. And I'm sure if somebody puts passion into something, you can guarantee when you come out that you're going to enjoy it, because you're going to feel that passion and the love that they put into whatever it is that they're doing. So you can tell, a tree by its fruit. So you just want to make sure that we get the people that come out and enjoy themselves and to live life to the fullest and find out what we can do for you to make your day a little bit happier.
Hey, brother Andre, you know what, man? I'm telling you, we want you in Union Spring. What that date? Those dates, the 15th through the 17th, for in honor of my mom's, we're doing Sarah Shell's first annual music and film festival. All roads lead to Union Springs, Alabama. And you got to stay hooked up right here on the Greg Shell Show, but we got, you can get your backdrop on the Step and Repeat banner, because the Greg Shell Show will be live. Along with, we want to be bringing In the Past the Study, the hottest new movie phenomenon to hit. It's going to be, so you'll get an opportunity to meet all the new TV show producers and all of that stuff right on at my mom's first annual event in her honor. So we asking all roads to come hang out. If you got a food truck, a vendor, whatever you are, you want to go ahead and get your information in now. We sit on about 11 acres. And so we're going to be having a great time all the time, because it's time for Hollywood. Hollywood is getting ready to come to the scene. And if you want to be individual business to get first market, putting your business on this brand new subdivision, you want to go ahead and get in touch with my CFO. And I ain't say UFO, CFO, Brother Grace, go ahead and tell them about the various packages.
Well, it's a pleasure to know that you are finally launching this, Mr. Shell. I know you put a lot of work into this this aspect of the Greg Shell Holy Week. I just want everyone to know that there are some unique ways of that we're going to also be a blessing to those that do come. We're going to be doing some giveaways. We're also going to allow some individuals that don't get memberships, such as the Titanium package, the Platinum package, and then also the Gold packages. All vendors will be members of SHG Highway Big Savings.org. But the whole idea of this is a membership that gives you priority of all of the events, priority for VIP things, priority for guest venues. Okay,
that's
so every time something gets bigger and bigger, the prices go up. Not for our VIPs, not for our platinums, not for those individuals that are invested in us. Because the thing is this right here: if you want to grow into something big, you have to be with us from the beginning. You can't just show up on the scene later and say, hey, I want to get this package now, because it's not going to work that way.
All right.
We're going to start off with those individuals. Yes, sir.
We about to get off in 5 seconds, but I don't want to be rude. But we're going to get back to you. Go to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheGregShell Show #3. Thank you again, $TheGregShell Show. And we'll see you soon. God bless. Monday, God's willing. Have a great day.